No, I'd say Sean Kelly, I would say he's wrong there. Two reasons why the demand is there. It's being rolled out as quickly as we can. It's hard to meet the demand. It's such a popular and such a well thought out retrofit plan that the demand has been very high. And also maybe he's not aware that the European Investment Bank were here just 2 weeks ago negotiating with the government, because, you know, a lot of detail is required, and we hope to be rolling out this autumn and definitely by the end of the year a new low green loan for retrofitting, which would be very positive, which is what he's asking for, which is what we're doing.
And what is the government doing in relation to addressing the shortage of construction workers needed to retrofit homes? We know there's a real deficit of workers within that industry.
Yeah, the retrofit plan has proved so popular. There is a waiting list. And to that end, I suppose, from 2 years ago on, we started looking at getting more apprenticeships and looking at ways so that people who want to come from other professions could speed up becoming qualified tradespeople, to increase the amount of people. Like my brother, for instance, is an electronic engineer. He has just completed a course where he'll be able to carry out BER ratings. And actually, lots of tradesmen who've been doing courses and who've come online to be able to help houses with their retrofit.
And are you confident that those measures will bring in a sufficient number of construction workers?
Yeah, I mean, you don't retrofit an entire country overnight. It was never going to happen, you know, in 1 year anyway. This is going to take a few years to do this, no more than, I think, the central heating rollout took 30 years back in the 70s. So it is never going to happen overnight. And of course, there's going to be a waiting list, because we all know this is the best thing to do. It is a very popular scheme, and the grants are very high in some instances as well, where you see lots of people getting 80% of their insulation covered for their ceilings or for their roofs. For their attic insulation or for pumping their walls, which was a big thing that makes a huge difference at a very low cost. But I suppose for a full retrofit, what Sean Kelly's referring to is the need for, I know myself, I looked for a green loan and the lowest percentage I could find was 6%. We're hoping to see much significantly lower percentage rate loans coming in by the end of the year.
Another issue aside from a shortage of construction workers within that particular industry, Roisin, is the rising cost of materials. Who would be encouraged to retrofit their homes now when the price of doing so is only going to increase?
Well, the price of heating your home has also increased exponentially, so people are very encouraged to do so, because as soon as you start making any steps to insulate your home or retrofit it, you do see savings immediately overnight, up to $400 a year just by insulating your attic. And I think a lot of people think that they already have their attic insulated, like I had myself, but actually the level, the standard for insulation now is much higher, so we do encourage people to look at re-insulating their attic again, even if they've done it in the past, because in the past the standards were much lower and the quantity was lower. You know, I think I rolled out 4 inches in mine, and now what they're saying is 12 inches. So I suppose it's a positive and a negative, but the more you do in your house, the more energy, the more electricity you save as well. So with these new percent, low percent green loans, we hope that people will be able to pay back based on the amount they save, which will be very, very positive.
Are you concerned at all that we're going to miss our retrofitting targets due to the cost of doing so, even with the grants in mind, and also the added obstacles of labour shortages and inflated construction costs?
No, I think we're doing the best we can. You know, there's a housing shortage too, so unfortunately we have a huge rise in fuel costs as well. So the demand has become much higher than we expected very quickly, because of the cost of heating your home has become so high that more and more people want to do all they can to cut down their energy bills. But sure, we can only do what we can do, and we have been encouraging a lot more people to think about becoming tradespeople and getting qualified to do the BER ratings. There's thousands of new apprenticeship roles. We've been working with the building industry and with tradesmen all over Ireland to see how we can best improve on this. And look, we started the programme. It's better than not having a retrofit programme. We had to start sometime, and now we've started it.
Does the government need to increase the speed or speed up the investment that is planned over the next 8 years, Roisin?
I think there's plenty of investment there. Really, we have to just get people on board now to take up the work and do it. You know, that's the big challenge at the moment, because we also have to rebuild Ireland and build many houses as well. So it's all come at the one time. There's the climate emergency, there's the rising cost of fuels, there's the need. We didn't build any houses or do any retrofitting during COVID at all, so it all gathered momentum during that time. But the, you know, the retrofit plan is a very positive one. It's why we see the demand for it.
What's been done to provide green mortgages in Ireland?
So I was just explaining there, the European Investment Bank were over here just a few weeks ago to put final details together to see how we can to roll out a green loan, like a low percent green loan that will enable people, even those with low credit risks, to be able to get the bank will take on some of the loan guarantee, so it will be easier to get than other loans. So that's going to be really helpful. And hopefully we'll have that this autumn.
Okay, I mentioned Eamon Ryan basically pouring cold water on the possibility of nuclear power in this country as an option in the transition from fossil fuel. He says it would just, in order to build up a nuclear industry, it'd be too cumbersome, too expensive, and says offshore wind is the cheaper and far better option in terms of fighting climate change. Do you think is he right to dismiss the notion or the option of nuclear power as a means of moving away from fossil fuels?
I think Eamon Ryan is very well informed on all things energy. Out of all ministers we've had on energy, this is his expertise, this is his background. I personally am completely against nuclear power for lots of other reasons, outside of it being much more expensive than offshore wind, and also not as reliable. So we still have not nailed down how to deal with nuclear waste. That's still a huge issue. Like, I was involved in protests over in Sellafield, and I've met people over in Sellafield and over in the east coast of Ireland who've suffered from, you know, nuclear waste issues. So on environmental grounds alone, I don't think we should engage with the nuclear energy minister, Eamon Ryan, cited the two main ones being that it was a very expensive and cumbersome compared to offshore. And offshore is also less expensive. So I don't see why we would go for something that would cost us more. We also don't have expertise in it. We have expertise in offshore as well. So I think there are three good reasons. It's expensive, it's very cumbersome, and we don't have expertise in it. And then my own personal reason, I don't trust nuclear.
One of the downsides, I guess, to offshore is the difficulties in progressing with the offshore wind projects here. When Equinor pulled out of their agreement with the ESB to develop an offshore wind project off the coast here, they cited planning delays as the reason for their decision. But so far, nothing's been done to change those rules. So
I have to challenge you there. We've done a lot. You can't just put offshore in overnight. We had no marine planning framework. We had no proper map of our waters to know where was the best place to do offshore. And that's something we've been working a lot on. We've set off Marrow, and now we finally have a marine planning framework in place so we can start looking at where we can construct things. So you can't just throw them up. You have to do it properly. You have to take ecology into account, and you don't want to damage the lovely biodiversity we have in our Irish waters either. So it's not something you can throw up overnight. We're doing it very carefully, and a lot of work has been done since the day one from when we got into government. That's where we got it in the programme for government, was to go and do offshore as quickly as possible. But you have to do it. It's, you know, the seas have to be respected, and you can't just throw them up overnight.
And the work that they do there, you can do so by texting or WhatsApping us on 086 1800 964. And if you're getting in touch through WhatsApp, send us a voice note. This seems